Night shift tomorrow. I'll see you. Leave it with John Armour Trading. I love it when you call me names from the LB the Key. Bye now.
I love it when we start up a fight, and I love it when the fight ends your way. I love it when you call me.
Broadcasting on 194 meters medium wave and VHF stereo 104, this is South Coast Radio, where we keep time by Keane's Pulsar Quartz.
South Coast Radio!
It's 12 o'clock midnight. Good morning, I'm Andrew Hukin. A survey of foreign companies operating in Ireland reveals that the vast majority are pleased that they came here and would recommend Ireland to other companies. Although most of the firms were dissatisfied with the quality of Irish-made components and materials, they still plan to expand operations here. The American Senate has followed the House of Representatives in giving President Reagan the go-ahead to develop and test the new MX nuclear missile. It means that the Pentagon is now free to spend $625 million on the program. There were passionate attempts by leading Democrat senators to stop the funding. Senator Edward Kennedy said the MX was a needless escalation of the arms race. But other senators said that rejecting the missile would be seen as an appeasement of the Russians and would prevent a real arms control agreement. More than 10,000 users of gas for cutting and welding in industry may be without supplies from Friday evening because of a threatened strike over pay. The dispute involves 160 workers at Irish Industrial Gases in Cork and Dublin. The IT&GWU is to put official pickets on the plants, but medical supplies won't be affected. Hopes of a settlement at the Labour Court are not thought to be high. Meanwhile, the Industrial Council of the ESB has recommended that both unions and management submit a joint statement outlining their differences. The statement will then be heard at the next meeting of the Industrial Council on Tuesday. After the Council's intervention, the union had postponed a series of one-day stoppages.
In Blackpool, Lancashire, a teenage girl and three youths have been rescued from rough seas. The incident happened when a girl was swept off Ginn Square by a large wave and the youths jumped in to help. All four are being treated in hospital for exposure, but the police say none is in danger. Fighting broke out at a public meeting in Bolton in Greater Manchester tonight, at which Britain's Employment Minister Norman Tebbit was speaking. Police were called and several protesters were ejected after a noisy demonstration. And at an election meeting in Cardiff tonight, a former British Prime Minister, James Callaghan, strongly criticised unilateral nuclear disarmament. He attacked the proposal to give up the Polaris submarines and said they had a lifespan of another 10 to 12 years. There was more criticism for Labour's commitment to disarm. Britain's Foreign Minister Francis Pym said it was a naive and reckless gamble with the nation's defences. Well, it looks like licensed local independent radio will be with us sooner rather than later. Both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael say legislation will be introduced as soon as possible. At a news conference this morning, Fianna Fáil said it would be possible for independent radio to be in full swing by the end of the month. They're to introduce a private member's bill which proposes the setting up of a government authority which would lay down rules for both radio and television. For Fine Gael, P&T Minister Jim Mitchell said that proposals for local radio and its development are now before the government. The price of butter is to go up by 4.5 pence a pound from Saturday morning. The Department of Trade, Commerce and Tourism says the increase is being kept down because the full benefit of the increased European Community subsidy is being passed on to the consumer. The new price will be 88.5 pence for parchment-wrapped butter and 89.5 pence for foil-wrapped. The Minister for Justice, Mr. Noonan, has said there can be no question at this stage of releasing Nikki Kelly from prison. Kelly is serving a 12-year sentence for armed robbery and has been on hunger strike for nearly a month in support of his claim that he's innocent. The Minister, in the course of a lengthy statement, said he was not a court of law and couldn't purport to decide guilt or innocence. The Prison Officers Association has welcomed the news that there's to be a review of the prison system. They hope the review will recommend an independent board to look after the prison service. The association's General Secretary, P.J. McAvoy, said he wanted the running of the prisons to be taken out of the hands of the Department of Justice. The committee of inquiry will probably be headed by a High Court judge. In the Dublin docks dispute, the stevedoring employers have said they could afford to accept the Labour Court settlement recommendation only if 77 dockers were laid off immediately. The Labour Court recommendation has already been accepted by the dockers, but work hasn't been resumed because the employers say the dispute hasn't yet been resolved. Finally, football. The European Cup has been won by Hamburg. They beat Juventus by a single goal in their match in Athens tonight. Looking at the weather forecast, it'll remain dry and clear tonight with moderate north-northwesterly winds. Temperatures falling overnight to around 7 degrees. The morning will be sunny and dry with light to moderate variable winds. Afternoon temperatures will reach 17 degrees, which is average for the time of year. South Coast Radio News.
The Music Leader.
South Coast Radio is an independent radio station owned and operated by Cork people for Cork people, and it costs you nothing. We are a registered limited company, we pay VAT and advertising, which is non-redeemable, and our 22 full-time employees all pay PRSI and tax. Our transmitters were installed and are maintained to international broadcasting standards by professional qualified engineers from Canada, Britain and Ireland. We have received no complaints from other users of the radio spectrum. South Coast Radio is your station, and it costs you nothing.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Nick
Richards!
Speed along the highway, honey, I want it my way. But listen to her daddy's frown. Don't stay out too long. Ooh, we're just busy hiding, sitting in the back seat of my car. Mexico City, but listen to her daddy's song. Making love is wrong. Ooh, we're just busy riding, sitting in the back seat of my car. Thank you.
be a radio program called Backseat of My Car. A bit suggestive. It was a late-night Saturday show, however. Maybe we should introduce it here. That's Paul McCartney, the song called Backseat of My Car from his Ram LP. It's 9 minutes past 12 now, thanks to Andrew for news at midnight, and to John as well for the last 4 hours. He's back again at the same time tomorrow. If memory serves me right, that's 8 through till 12. This is Nightline with Nick Richards, with you through till 3 in the morning.
Pleasurable sensations hanging. No fiery gin flames. No, 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 hand in hand. Well, I keep on trying to understand. Daylight bright, how come I keep moving from man to man to man? Giving my sweet love. Tasting sweet love, real sweet love, woman to man. Sometimes it's easy to drift with empty gladness, like it all belongs. Sometimes it's low down sadness, like it's all going to run. When I saw you standing there, I said to myself, hey, here's a place I could break down and care. Give me my sweet love. Taste this sweet can be phony when I get scared. I stick my nose up in the air, stony, stony, where.
Thursday morning on South Coast Radio 194, medium wave and stereo 104, with Joni Mitchell, firstly, from her Wild Things Run Fast LP, that song called Man to Man, and that's Clannad from the current LP, Magical Ring, and the song Passing Time. 16 and a half minutes past 12 o'clock. Must say good morning to Sam. Hi, Sam. Understand you're studying quite hard at the moment. If you're still around, still awake, here's a song for you. A song from the Moody Blues.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always miss with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you.
South Coast Radio Jobline has helped thousands of unemployed people find jobs throughout Southern Ireland. Jobline is South Coast's contribution to the unemployed. It's also an absolutely free service at the disposal of employers. South Coast Radio Jobline is broadcast Monday to Friday at 9:15 and 11:15 a.m. Call us today on area code 021-500-328. That's area code 021-500-328. Jobline is South Coast Radio's way of keeping Ireland working.
South Coast Radio is an independent radio station owned and operated by Cork people for Cork people, and it costs you nothing. We are a registered limited company. We pay VAT and advertising, which is non-redeemable, and our 22 full-time employees all pay PRSI and tax. Our transmitters were installed and are maintained to international broadcasting standards by professional qualified engineers from Canada, Britain and Ireland. We have received no complaints from other users of the radio spectrum. South Coast Radio is your station, and it costs you nothing.
You get a shiver in your dark, it's raining in the park, meantime. South of the river, you stop and you hold everything. The band is blowing Dixie, double ball time. Feel alright when you hear the music play. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition in other faces. Check out Guitar George. He knows all the chords. Mind is strictly rhythm. He doesn't want to make it cry or sing. This ain't an old guitar is all he can afford. When he gets up under the light, they hear things. And Harry doesn't mind if he doesn't make the scene. He's got a daytime job, he's doing all right. He can play the honky-tonk like anything. Saving it up for Friday night. With the Sultans. Where the Sultans are swing. And a crowd of young boys, they're fooling around in the corner. Drunken dressed in their baggies and their platform soap. They don't give a damn about any trumpet playing band. It ain't what they call rock and roll. And the Sultans. Yeah, the Sultans, they play Creole. Creole blues. Thank you.
little memory module for you there. Dire Straits from 1978, the song Sultans of Swing, and from a few years earlier, 1967 indeed, the Moody Blues with Nights in White Satin. 27 minutes past 12 this Thursday from South Coast 194, stereo as well, stereo 104. Got a itsy bitsy bit of a tummy ache this evening, and I think I know what did it. I don't eat fresh fruit enough, that's obviously it. And I had an apple a little earlier this evening. It's obviously a shock to my system. It's my digestive system's more used to hamburgers and cups of cold coffee, I think. Ah, oh, well. We've two from Paul Simon coming up now. We'll start off with this track from his One Trick Pony LP. It's called Oh, Marion. Play this for Colette. Comes in with hugs and kisses, and it's about as much as I can get away with. From Kevin.
The boy's got brains, he just don't use them, that's all. The boy's got brains, he just refused to use them. He says the more I get to thinking, the less I tend to laugh. The boy's got brains, he just abstains. The boy's got a heart, but it beats on his opposite side. It's a strange phenomenon, the laws of nature defined. He said it's a chance I had to take, so I shifted my heart for its safety's sake. The boy's got a heart, but it beats on his opposite. Oh, Marion, I think I'm in trouble with you.
Smile, and we talked about some old times. us and we drank ourselves some beers. Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy.
Firstly, from his One Trick Pony LP, and that, well, it's on his Greatest Hits LP, but there's an LP called Still Crazy After All These Years, which is the name of the song. So there, 25 to 1 on South Coast. And you know, golden opportunities don't come very often, but there's one sitting in your lap right at this moment, and you probably don't know about it. The opportunity, basically, to give you, or in fact the whole country thinking about it, probably one of the best radio services in the world, and that opportunity won't come every day, and if you turn it up this time, well, you'll be the one that suffers. And there's endless ways if you want to establish independent radio here in Cork. There's lots of ways you can do it. Here's a couple of suggestions: by contacting your local TD, you can write to Doyle Aaron, you don't need to put a stamp on the envelope for that one, or you can come and sign the South Coast petition. We're daily down at the junction of Winthrop Street and Patrick Street. Or indeed, you can come up to the foyer here at the radio station, 40 St. Luke's Cross in Cork. And either down in town, or even if you decide to come up here, you can collect one of the new Save South Coast Radio stickers. So please support local independent radio. You can certainly help.